Oh, Christmas Tree. How about The Christmas Tree Elf? It's a brand new book written by Valentine Darcy Sheldon, and it is getting some critical acclaim as well. The Indie Readers Discovery Award winner. It's also a Mom's Choice Awards Silver Award. And I guess, Valentine, this is your first book. Is that right?
It is.
Well, now,
my first book.
Now, putting a first book together, what made you go to the holiday genre and put a book together about a Christmas story?
For some reason, I had always thought that if I were to write a book, I would write a Christmas book. I don't know why, but that was it was always in the back of my mind. And I a few Christmases ago, I had an idea for this book.
Now, is Christmas something that's, you know, very special to you growing up, reading stories about Christmas? Is that what kind of inspired you?
I suppose Christmas is a magical time. You know, I like stories with magic, you know, that sort of bring you out of the ordinary experience of life. And I suppose that was probably part of it. And also, I recently, and over the past few years, I've recently become a father, so that was also a big part of the inspiration.
So talk about this story. Tell us a little bit about the Christmas tree elf. I understand Mrs. Claus asked Santa, I'd like to have a Christmas tree inside, and yeah. That's where it all begins, huh?
That's right. So she had always admired these Christmas trees out in the wild, and she had always secretly wanted one of her own to decorate. And so she tells her husband, Santa, about this. And as Santa does, he delivered her what she wanted Christmas Eve. So that's how it began. And unfortunately, the clauses with Christmas going on were very busy, and they neglected to take care of their tree properly, and there was a near disaster, which was averted by the appearance of the Christmas tree elf.
Valentine, I noticed, too, that you are in part responsible for the illustration of the book. What's your background there, and why did you decide to get involved on that side, too?
Well, I have a varied background, but I did attend the Rhode Island School of Design for a couple of years and had a short-lived painting career. I've always sort of drawn and painted and whatnot. So I had a very specific type of look that I wanted for this book. So Jeremiah, who is an incredibly talented artist, I mean, can't say enough great things about him. I mean, the pictures really make this book. He and I worked together on it.
In one of the pictures I see on the release, there is a picture of a white doggy there. Is that based on one of yours?
Well, originally, you know, I had wanted it to be based on one of my dogs. I have two Vizslas, a mother and a daughter duo, and it is somewhat, but then we ended up, Vizslas are more on the golden brown side, but we Jeremiah and I decided that going with a whitish type of dog sort of made more sense. And I love Blazer. I'm actually working on a story about him.
The book is called The Christmas Tree Elf. It's a story, like many kids' stories, too, that not only is fun to read, and it has the, you know, the holiday spirit too, but there's also a little bit of a message in this story too, right?
Yeah, there is, and the sort of the global message is that whatever you have or whatever is in your life and in your world, you have to take care of it. And a tree, just like a book, any sort of object or anything that you bring into your life and into your home. It doesn't just exist there. You actually have to take effort, and you have to take care of these things. That was the message that I wanted to pass on to readers. And in this particular case, Christmas trees and any sort of plant life that comes into your home is also a potential danger if you do not take care of it.
Well, that's true. It's one of those things where there's a little bit of a safety lesson that takes place here as well. And as we also get to see the different elves and maybe a little bit about how Santa and the elves and all sorts of fun things going on here.
That was the other thing about this story. I also felt the inspiration for this story was the fact that I didn't think that there was a great story out there about how Santa met his elves. So, you know, everybody knew, oh, Santa and his elves, and it just sort of came together. But I thought it would be a lot of fun to tell the story of how Santa met his elves. So that's the other layer of this book.
If people are looking to get this book, especially when the holidays are here, it's always fun to get a different take on a different holiday story and other interpretations of parts of legend and whatnot. What's a good place for them to get a hold of your book?
Well, they can log on to Amazon and they can purchase it there. And there's also an ebook version for the Kindle and for the iPad.
Great. Well, our guest today, Valentine Darcy Sheldon, the book is called The Christmas Tree Elf. Thanks for sharing the time and for putting the story together for future generations. Appreciate that.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.